I don't know, I said. Not sure I want to. I took a deep breath and then exhaled. I didn't have enough time to lie there waiting to recover. Butters, I don't have any right to ask this of you. I'm already in your debt, but I need your help.
You have it, he said.
I haven't even told you what it is, I said. Butters smiled a little and nodded.
I know, but you have it.
I felt my lips peel back from my teeth in a fierce grin. One little assault and you've gone habitual. Next thing I know, you'll be forming a fight club. Help me up.
You shouldn't, he said seriously.
No choice, I said. He nodded and then stood up and offered me his hand. I took it and rose, waiting to sway or pass out or throw up from the pain. I did none of those things. The pain was there, but it didn't stop me from moving or thinking. Butters just stared at me and then shook his head. I found my staff, picked it up, and walked to the Buffalo Bill exhibit. Butters got the candle, and then he and Mouse kept pace. I looked around for a second, then picked up a long, heavy-duty extension cord running from an outlet on the wall to power some lights on an exhibit in the center of the room. I jerked it clear at both ends and gathered it into a neat loop. Once I had it, I passed it to Butters.
What are you doing? He asked.
Preparing, I said. I found out about the Dark Hollow. Butters blinked.
You did? How?
I grunted. Magic.
Okay, he said. What did you learn?
That this isn't a rite. It's a big spell, I said. It all depends on drawing together a ton of dark spiritual energy.
Like what? He asked.
Like a lot of things. The necromantic energy around animated corpses and manifested shades, the predatory spirits of ancient hunters, all the fear that's been growing since last night, plus the past several years have seen some serious magical turbulence around Chicago. Kemmler's disciples can put that turbulence to work for them, too.
Then what?
They gather it together and get it going in a big circle. It creates a kind of vortex, which then funnels down into whoever is trying to consume the energy. Poof, insta-god. He frowned.
I'm not very clued in on this magic stuff, but that sounds kind of dangerous.
Hell yeah, I said, and crossed the room to a rack of writing equipment. It's like trying to inhale a tornado.
Holy crap,
Butters said.
But how does that help us?
First of all, I found out that the vortex itself is deadly. It's going to draw off the life of every living thing around it. Butters gulped.
It will kill everything?
Not at first, but when the wizard at the vortex draws down the power, it's going to create a kind of vacuum where all that power used to be. The vacuum will rip away the life energy of everything within a mile.
Dear God, that will kill thousands of people.
Only if they finish the spell, I said. Until then, the farther back you are from it, the less it will do, I said. But to get near the vortex, the only way to survive it is to surround yourself with necromantic energy of your own.
Only those with ghosts or zombies need apply? He asked.
Exactly. I lifted a saddle from the rack. Then I got a second one. I hung both over opposite ends of my staff and picked it up like a plowman's yoke, the saddles hanging. I started walking down the stairs.
But wait,
Butters said.
What are you going to do?
Get to the center of the vortex, I said. The effort it will take to work this spell is incredible. I don't care how good Cowl is. If I hit him as he tries to draw down the vortex, it's going to shake his concentration. The spell will be ruined. The backlash will kill him.
And everyone will be all right? He asked.
That's the plan. He nodded, and then stopped abruptly in his tracks. I felt his stare burning into my back.
But, Harry, to get there, you'll have to call up the dead yourself.
I stopped and looked over my shoulder at him. Comprehension dawned in his eyes.
And you need a drummer.
Yeah. He swallowed.
Could you get in trouble with your people for doing this?
It's possible, I said, but there's a technicality I can exploit.
What do you mean?
The laws of magic specifically refer to the abuse of magic when used against our fellow human beings. Technically, it only counts if you call up human corpses.
But you told me that everyone only calls humans.
Right. So, while the laws of magic only address necromancy as used on human corpses, there usually isn't any need for a distinction. Nutty necromancers only call up humans. Sane wizards don't touch necromancy at all. I don't think anyone has tried something like this. We reached the main level of the museum. It's going to be dangerous, I told him. I think we can do it, but I can't make you any promises. I don't know if I can protect you. Butters walked beside me for several steps, his expression serious.
You can't try it without someone's help, and if you don't stop it, the spell will kill thousands of people.
Yes, I said, but I can't order you to help me. I can only ask. He licked his lips.
I can keep a beat, he said.
I nodded and reached my destination. I slipped my improvised yoke off my shoulders and dropped both saddles to the floor. My breathing was a little harsh from the effort, even though I barely noticed the pain and strain. You'll need a drum. Butters nodded.
There were some tom-toms upstairs. I'll go get one.
I shook my head. Too high-pitched. Your polka suit is still in the beetle's trunk, right?
Yes.
I nodded. Then I looked up. And up and up. Another flash of lightning illuminated the pale, towering terror of Sue, the most complete Tyrannosaurus skeleton mankind has ever discovered. Okay, Butters, I told him. Go get it.